A party fits for champions.
Champione, champione, ole, 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 champion.
Brilliant. I mean, obviously the achievement, what we've done. Look what it means to the city and what it's going to bring next year as well for themselves, and extra revenue with obviously Champions League football and everything as well. So, yeah, it's unbelievable. And we're just enjoying it at the front now with a trophy.
Jamie Vardy there, one of the new champions of England. 100,000 members of the Foxes squad have been lining the route for the club's Premier League title win victory parade. Fans say it's been a fairy tale.
Oh, the emotion of it all is just incredible, you know. Can't even listen to a radio broadcast without getting tears in my eyes. It's been phenomenal, really has.
The Foxes are the first new team to win the Premier League since Nottingham Forest in 1978. So it's quite right the side have a big celebration. Capital's Laura Barton has been in Victoria Park where that's happening.
There's a real festival atmosphere here at Victoria Park where supporters are gathering around the huge stage and big screens which are showing the whole victory parade. And some football fans have travelled thousands of miles to be here.
I'm from Shanghai, China. Leicester City is so unbelievable. I think it is small club, but obtained a big success.
I'm from Colombia. I think it's the joy of the soccer and football, I think.
What do you make of it so far? It's a good atmosphere, isn't it? Like a mini festival.
Oh, it's brilliant, yes, it's brilliant. And I'm a football fan and I've just been like supporting this club for so long. So I think it's just fun to see Leicester win, and I think they're doing so well. I think this is, as she said, like, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And when the Foxes Premier League campaign began, there were 5,000-1 outsiders for the title. Mathematician Dominic Cortes from Leicester Uni has created a formula to explain the squad's success.
We've taken different statistics that made this year, well, incredible, to be fair. Match statistics, including the number of clean sheets and 1-0 wins, betting information, the Vardy Quake, a seismological equipment close to the university to measure on the Richter scale. With quite some tampering, we managed to calculate the 8-1 points that came around. Obviously, it wouldn't work in any case. It's a fun exercise.
The city's mayor, Peter Soulsby, said the win is a major boost for the city.
Last year, when we buried King Richard III, we had the eyes of the nation and the world on us, and we thought it couldn't get bigger. And that brought many tens of millions of pounds of investment into the city, a lot of interest, a lot of investment. This is many times bigger than that in terms of its impact on the economy, the spend in the city.
And with Jamie Vardy and Danny Drinkwater being selected for the England team for the Euros, there could be plenty more to celebrate this year.
Laura Barton reporting. There's loads more on Twitter at Capital EN News. From all at Capital, congratulations, Leicester.